I'm at Gig Lane, and alongside me, and I can say he's got the biggest smile on his face in the years that I've known him, Chairman Stuart Day. Good afternoon to you, Stuart.
Good afternoon, Jimmy. You well?
Yeah, it is. And the first day of the season, Dreamers Day. Don't matter who you support, everybody gets to dream today, Stuart.
Without a doubt. I think it's like Christmas Day for football fans, this. I think last night was Christmas Eve, and you just can't wait to get this, get the season started. Everybody's on 11 playing field and ready to kick the season off.
Well, I've been following the comings and goings with great interest, but I have to say, when I got up yesterday, I was checking the date for April the 1st. Harry Bunn coming to Berwick.
Yeah, unbelievable. I mean, it's something that me and Lee had discussed right at the start of the window. We obviously, we've got friends over at Huddersfield. I know the owner pretty well over there. And we discussed about players that might be leaving them with them going up to the Premier League. And he gave us a couple of names, and one that stood out for us was Harry Bunn. It was a difficult one to try and look at doing, because originally we were going to do it as a loan deal, and there was a lot of other interest in him, and obviously interest from Championship clubs as well. But Harry came over to see us. We played Huddersfield in a friendly here, and David was very open to us to let us speak to Harry Bunn, and thankfully we got him to come over to Carrington, and he knew that very well from his Manchester City days.
Oh yeah.
And he wanted to be part of what we was trying to do, and it was just a case of agreeing a deal with Huddersfield, and thankfully we got that done on the eve of last night, and that was all put to bed, and Harry's now joined us on a 3-year contract. So fantastic for us, because I think it also shows the intent of what we're trying to do, but we've done it in the right way. It's the business that we've done over the summer. I'm delighted to do what we've done.
Well, I was getting giddy about Harry Bunn, but a little bird tells me, Stuart, you've got a youngster, and you don't want to put any pressure on the lad, but he's got the potential to be a bit special.
Yeah, there's a boy called Tee Sun Dai. He's 17 years old. He's from Hong Kong, and he came over to the UK when he was 11. He's been down at the southern England, and we've had our scouts that would brought him to our attention probably about 18 months ago, and he came into our academy system. Wasn't physically ready, to be honest with you, but technically he's outstanding. And then over the last 6 to 7 months, he's really developed and really come on and worked extremely hard, and he is a smashing lad, and this guy's got a real talent. He's played a couple of pre-season friendlies for us against Huddersfield and Sunderland, and not fazed him at all, and he's on the bench today, and this boy could be an absolute superstar.
Can I ask you, there's something, me and you have spoken many times over the years that you've been at Bury, but one thing that's always stuck in my mind since you told it me the first time, that the most important relationship in a football club is the chairman with the manager. Now, Lee came in, he had a very urgent job to do, which is accomplished. He's had a time now to get settled. How is your relationship with Lee developing?
Oh, unbelievable, both on and off the field. You know, we talk about things all the time. We probably challenge each other with different ideas and different things of what we can do to improve things. And obviously Lee's played at the highest level,
yes,
possible.
Of course.
So, you know, he knows what good looks like. You know, he knows how to win things and be successful. And so does Alan Thompson as well. And both of them have come in with a breath of fresh air, really, on the ideas that we did. We had a plan of what we had to do last year. We had 2.5 months to keep ourselves in the division. But one of the big attractions to Lee was we were going to let a lot of players go that were out of contract in the summer, so he could bring in players that he wanted to bring. We've let 28 players depart over the summer as well. Obviously, a few of them have been transfer business, with the likes of James Vaughan going to, yeah, Sunderland as well. But we've looked at that and tried to bring in quality players and not quantity. So Harry Bunn's the 17th signing of the summer. And we need a bit of time for them to gel, but the relationship between myself and Lee is fantastic, and we both have the same ideas and philosophy of how football should be played, and hopefully we can start to produce that this season and have a very good season.
But just to finish, Stuart, you are an ambitious man, you've never hidden that, but I get a feeling coming here today that the fans are really optimistic about this season.
I hope so. I think, you know, this isn't a case of, you know, we're doing this the wrong way, and it's a promotion or bust season. This is, we're trying to do things the correct way. As I said, we've sold two or three players over the summer. We've done a Will Ferry to Southampton, a young 16-year-old boy who we've got high aspirations for. George Miller's joined Middlesbrough as well, who, again, we've got high aspirations for. So the business that we've done over the summer has allowed us to bring in that quality of player, and we've tried to keep a squad size down. It's a lot further down than what it was last season. But there is that bit of a buzz here today, and everybody's you know, passionate about what we did. And when I walked in the door 4 years ago, Jimmy, I said I'd like to be in the Championship after 5 years, and people laughed at me then, and they were laughing at me to think we'd actually get out of League Two. We achieved that goal. We've had a couple of seasons in League One. We know what the division's about. We've tried to work hard now to recruit the players this season to try and get us out of this division, and hopefully we can achieve that success.
But you have got to find the money for it all. And so are people coming on board financially, Stuart? Are they buying into your dream?
Yeah, I think it's not coming on financially. We've got some fantastic sponsors that we're working with as well. We've done a record-breaking shirt deal for the football club. We've also got a naming rights deal that's going to get launched next week as well, which again is a fantastic deal for the football club. Commercially, we're working extremely hard, and that's the benefit of Carl Evans, who's come into the club as the chief exec, and we're trying to look at different ways of improving things off the field as well. We create an extra income coming in. There's different ideas that will come to fruition over the next few weeks that we've been working hard on over the summer, and we're trying to run the business as efficiently as we possibly can. But ultimately, people want to come and watch us win games, and that's what we want to do as well. But we've got to do it in the right way. You know, we want to make sure there's a plan for this football club, and the plan has got to not just about this season. You know, we're on about looking at building a new stadium. That's something that we're working extremely hard with the council on. And in an ideal world, we'd like to get that developed over the next 3 years. And if we can do that, that'll completely transform the business of the football.